Hey guys, welcome back to my podcast. Welcome to this episode. I am yours, Doris Wanyage, and you're listening to It Pricked. It's a ruse. So, I'm like, as much as everyone is against Generation Z, I think this will be the best ever generation. Like, it's not that I'm talking as if I'm not part of them. I'm very much part of them, but I think this is the best generation to ever exist, because I think so many issues that over the past have been regarded as taboo, they're not talked about, they're not talked of loudly, people do not shed light upon them. Generation Z has taken it upon themselves to do so. They're shedding light on almost every other thing. They're giving it the attention it deserves. For example, I've seen that there is a Pride Month, apparently, this month that we're in. And as much as it brings a lot of controversy, I think I'll give credit for people, for letting people be who you are. Who they are. Like, people have been allowed to exist as who they are. Like, they're not allowed, they're no longer like supposed to be hidden. Like, just come out as you are. And I think this is the same case that should continue, so that you know, there are a lot of parents that have children with several disorders but keep them at their homes. They never go out, they've never seen the sunlight. Probably if they have seen the sunlight, it's only people of the plot they live in that know them, know how they look like, know they have a certain disorder, but they're not even sure about their name. They don't even know how to handle them. Should the mom decide to go out, that date means even if the child, or if it is already an adult, experiences a breakout or an attack of whatever they're suffering from, nobody can be able to know how to take care of them, because these are issues that have not been shed light upon. The things that are not talked of loudly, the things that people only whisper to themselves. Apparently, you find even the parent knows the child is not okay, but have never sought proper medical attention. So they don't even treat the child appropriately. It might be the child is not talking, but kumbe, the child can possibly, there is a certain way they can communicate, or they can be trained to talk. But because they do not receive adequate support, adequate care, the parents only keep them in their houses, they do not experience such. So the same case with the Pride Month, like, but I feel like should we lessen up as a society, the way there is controversy about the Pride people, I think like people choose to take a certain route for the purposes of rebellion. Like, they don't necessarily need it, but they are like, let us take this route. See, they are refusing to accept it. We'll take it. We'll rebel against it. So I think some things like just need to be relaxed a bit, and the tension that is taken around them would reduce. My opinion. By the way, today's topic has a lot of controversy, has a lot of viewer discretion. So beware that ahead I'll be talking about contraceptives, and I'll be talking about the Pride people, that is the gays, lesbians, queer people in general. So if you're sensitive to any of them, if you're sensitive to any of those topics that I've touched, please know that moving forward, I'm going to be talking about them in depth. So yeah, so one thing though, okay, now I'm continuing. One thing though, I don't understand why we have like a flag for the Pride people, we have a flag for the certain people. Like, why isn't there a flag for normal people? Like, I was in a place, I think last week, we were talking with my friends, we were like, why is there Pride Month? Where is there not a normal month? But then we're laughing, like, we're just making a joke. But then we were like, a normal month. Ah, normal looks like a common name. Like, we should even choose a better name for us. But I'm like, I'm not against anybody. In fact, I think it's the best thing to be you, to be the very best version of you. But I feel, should the society like accept people for who they are, the pressure that is there for a certain person to become a certain thing that is not as accepted is much greater now when everybody is against it. So I think society should accept, like the way Generation Z, like we are branded like bad people, like people who don't listen, like such, like, I think we should accept them. So, I'm moving forward. Anyway, like today's main topic was supposed to be contraceptives. I'm here as a girl, as a 22-year-old, turned 22 this last month. I'm here like thinking, I think we are very light generation. Light, like brightness. I love how I've not researched, I've not searched down in search of the information, but I've received information. So I've been reading several accounts of people I follow on IG, that is on their Insta stories, and I'm appreciating the fact that off the internet people are able to share their stories, people are able to shed light on most on things that are considered taboo, yet they are very essential. So what if I as a person decide that we are getting married and I don't want kids? Like, what am I supposed to do? Like, as a young girl, I'm taking myself as an example. Like, I decide I'm going to get married, but I don't want children now at 22, probably at 26. So what am I supposed to do all the rest of that time, like, to avoid pregnancies? Yet I'm married to a partner, so it means conjugal rights should be done. So what am I supposed to do? So as a 22-year-old girl, I'm seated here. So it is just today. That is why I'm doing this podcast at this time. I felt the need like to deliver it. So I was reading a certain girl's Insta stories, and the way she just asked a question innocently, she was like, I received an implant last year in 2020. And I'm curious, you guys, how do you handle yours? So now people now started responding. First of all, let me tell you, I didn't know what an implant is. I was still confused. I was still, until like I read several responses of the people, that is when I understood what she was talking about. So apparently, implant is a certain thing you choose. It's one of the contraceptives methods. There are so many of them. I've read from the responses. I've had the ones that have stuck in my mind as recoil, I don't know what, some say the some herbal, non-herbal, I don't know. So, but basically I'm appreciating the fact that seated where I am, I now know that if you plan to get children, you should go for non-hormonal ones. Then you also know that those ones that are herbal, that are sold not in hospitals, is because they're too dangerous. Some can even lead to serious diseases like cancer. I know some have pros and some have cons, and some are best, and that they don't all work the same on all people. I've read that some people are saying that some give them irregular menses, some end up leaving them with hormonal imbalances, which is a very serious condition. Some people experience worse cramps, some even, just get irregular periods. So I'm here talking, knowing very well, even guys listen to my podcast, but I think it is safe for you as a guy also. I'm sure you have a girlfriend. You know the way you plan your things. I don't know, but I think these are things that should also be talked with partners. So, I'm reading all this, and I'm like, at the end of the day, they've concluded saying that everything does not work for every person. If you're looking for something to work for you, first go to a gyna. And I'm like, Doris, do you even have a gyna? I don't. But anyway, I'll look for one. Probably in the future, I'll consider one of these things. But I'm appreciating the fact that this is Generation Z talking about these things in broad daylight. Like, these things, I've never had them. Even I'm sure our parents just tried some abrupt thing, probably worked for them, probably didn't work. But if they had prior information, they would have made better choices and better informed choices, that is. And I'm loving the fact that I've even learned that their attachment styles. Do you know even there are something called like attachment styles? Like the way you relate to the people that surround you with a partner is an attachment style. There is apparently avoidant. I've taken a test. There is a test that after reading the Insta story I read, apparently the people I follow are so informative. There was a test you could undertake, then you would identify which type of attachment style you are. So there are four of them. There is anxious, there is avoidant, there is secure, and there is the other one, what is the fourth one, I think disorganized or something, but I'm not so sure. But I understood the secure and the avoidant. So apparently I, as a person, I'm an avoidant. That is, I choose, like, when something bad happens, instead of, like, I choose to keep it away, to solve it away. Secure is those people that are, like, they are secure. Anxious, the insecure ones, and the disorganized are just everywhere. So I'm just appreciating the fact that this is Generation Z talking about these things that are very essential to understanding ourselves and how we coexist and how we live out loud. And I think every other generation should appreciate Generation Z for this. And I'm happy to belong to such a generation. I'm happy that I'm just seated doing my own things, just scrolling, like seeing normal things, but then I get something out of it. Like, I get to learn something. And this is something I wish that could continue. Things that are essential to us and are not talked about loudly in broad daylight should continue. And please, don't fear. Like, your account, the people that watch your stories, the people that listen to you, the people that just see you as a person, be light, like share that light, be that light, like tell that person, share that information. You know, you never know, that person might be in need of it, but they don't know, or probably might be in need of it in the future, and seeing it right now might be of essential need to their lives. So please be you, do you, just shed light, be a light. We are Generation Z, we are light. So yes, guys, that is it. Thank you for listening to this episode. Why am I talking like this? Thank you for listening to this episode of It Pricked. It's a rose we use. Truly, none other than Duru Sonyaga. Until next time, thank you. Adios.